Thank you, Mr. Chair. The EU reiterates a steadfast commitment to the full implementation of the declaration. Today, persons belonging to minorities across the world face persecution, violence, discrimination, and hate speech on a staggering scale. A crucial measure to combat their discrimination is to strengthen the defense mechanisms in our societies, including institutional advocates and human rights defenders. EU calls for a strengthened role for independent national human rights institutions, including equality bodies, in accordance with the Paris Principles. State must prevent and eliminate all forms of discrimination, as well as LGBT, and eradicate any incitement to hatred against persons belonging to minorities. At the same time, their full inclusion, meaningful and effective participation, as well as representation at all levels of decision-making, must be ensured. Action must be taken at the local, national and institutional levels to address the discrimination faced by women and girls belonging to minorities. Strengthening their access to effective legal remedies is an essential step on this path. Moreover, the European Commission is seeking to extend the list of EU crimes to all forms of hate crimes and hate speech. We also support educational programs that encourage critical thinking as a powerful tool to address hateful rhetoric and prejudice. Furthermore, we recall the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan and the EU Strategy on Combating Anti-Semitism and Fostering Jewish Life. For the EU, each and every violation of rights of persons belonging to any minority across the world deserves our attention. Our position is clear, and we refer to our statement at the high-level meeting on minorities at the UN General Assembly this September as one of the most prominent. We confirm that we will continue to address issues of persons belonging to minorities where their representatives have no or only limited access to speak themselves, including at the Human Rights Council and other fora. Thank you.